This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, ended Saturday with almost 200 nations accepting a compromise deal aimed at keeping a key global warming target live. After 2 weeks of talks, envoys at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Scotland accepted that compromise agreement. It was aimed at keeping alive the international goal to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Nation after nation complained that the deal is not enough to fend off flooding, heat, drought, and weather disasters, and that endanger millions, but in the end said it provides some progress, if not success. U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry encouraged delegates to accept the imperfect proposal, saying that you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. In a last-minute intervention, India watered down the language on cutting emissions from coal. The Indian Environment Minister said that developing countries have a right to their fair share of the global carbon budget and are entitled to the responsible use of fossil fuels. The Climate Pact includes some financial incentives for poor nations and solves a long-standing problem to pave the way for carbon trading. Officials, relatives, and a media watchdog in Afghanistan confirmed Saturday that a suspected bomb blast on a minibus in Kabul had killed a well-known journalist and injured several people. The slain journalist was identified, who worked for the mainstream Ariana television network. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A prolonged gun battle between rival gangs in Ecuador's largest prison early Saturday left at least 68 inmates dead in the latest violence to hit the penitentiary, which recently saw the country's worst prison bloodbath. The fighting lasted for almost 8 hours in the lockup in the coastal city, and authorities attributed the fighting to prison gangs linked to international drug cartels. Videos circulating on social media showed bodies, some burned, lying on the ground inside the prison. Inmates tried to dynamite a wall to get into a pavilion to carry out a massacre, according to authorities. Prison violence comes amid a national state of emergency declared by the president, Guillermo Lasso, in October that empowers security forces to fight drug trafficking and other crimes. In September, a battle among gangs inside the area left at least 118 people dead. At least 5 people were killed and several others wounded when Sudanese security forces opened fire on demonstrators in Khartoum and elsewhere in the country Saturday. The Sudan Doctors Committee said 4 people died from gunshots and 1 suffocated from tear gas in Khartoum. On Saturday, several other protesters were wounded, including from gunshots. The rallies came 2 days after military coup leader General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan reappointed himself the head of the Sovereign Council, Sudan's interim governing body. Thursday's move angered the pro-democracy alliance and frustrated the United States, now the countries that have urged the military to reverse its coup and to restore civilian rule. Protests broke out in a northern Dutch city Saturday as a new coronavirus lockdown imposed amid soaring infections forced bars and restaurants to close at 8 p.m., The Dutch broadcaster NOS reported that hundreds of youngsters gathered in a central square on Saturday night. Video showed them setting off fireworks and holding flares, billowing smoke, and said riot police moved in to push the protesters off the square. Elsewhere in the Netherlands, media reported that bars in the southern city of Breda remained open beyond the lockdown mandated closing time. And the caretaker, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, announced the partial lockdown on Friday and said that it would run for at least 3 weeks, saying that his government wants to deliver a hard blow to the coronavirus. Again, protests broke out in a northern Dutch city Saturday as a new coronavirus lockdown imposed amid soaring infections did force bars, restaurants, and more to close at 8 p.m. There's more at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.